Seigneur, merci de démontrer ta gloire.
Thank you for showing your glory.
De démontrer ta gloire, Seigneur,
show your glory, oh Lord,
dans ce lieu,
in this place.
Que tout ce qui est des ténèbres soit détruit, au nom de Jésus,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Que cette maison soit purifiée,
this house be purified.
Que cet endroit soit rempli,
may
Seigneur,
this place be filled
de ta puissance,
by your power.
Comme tu nous l'as promis.
As you have promised.
Là où deux ou trois sont réunis en ton nom,
three God on your name,
tu es là, Seigneur.
You among them.
Qu'il en soit ainsi.
It may be like that.
Merci, Jésus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Nous allons lire dans Luc 15.
We chapter 15, we start reading from verse number 11.
Look at chapter 15, one name of what?
Verse 11. Yeah, verse 11.
Look at chapter 15, verse 11. Yes.
You can
read.
Okay, can I read?
Yes,
we read it. We are in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 11. Let him come. We are reading in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus continued. There was a man who had two sons. 12. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property by between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that old country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out of a citizen of the country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the food that the pig were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came his sense, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death.
Yes.
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like of one of your hired servants.'"
Mm-hmm.
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arm around him and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to him, "Servant, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us have feast and celebrate."
Amen.
Amen.
Voilà, donc c'est l'histoire de ce jeune homme.
This is a story about this young man.
Yes.
Qui a décidé de vivre loin de son père.
Who decided to live far away from his father.
Hallelujah.
Parce qu'il ne voulait plus que son père le dirige.
Because he didn't want for his father to lead him more.
C'est l'histoire de l'homme.
The story about man.
L'homme veut vivre indépendamment de Dieu.
The man want to live on himself than God.
Prendre les décisions lui-même.
Taking a decision on his own.
Faire ce qu'il veut.
Do what he want to do.
Et c'est ce qui l'amène où?
And that is what is taking him.
Dans les problèmes.
In trouble.
C'est là qu'il s'est retrouvé dans les problèmes.
It where this son found himself in trouble.
Il a dit, je suis fatigué.
He said that I'm tired.
Que mon père me dirige.
Let my father lead me.
Je veux me débrouiller tout seul.
I don't want to be led by my father. Let me work on myself.
C'est ce que font les hommes aujourd'hui.
This is what men are doing today.
Même les gens qui vont dans les églises.
Even those who are going to churches.
Ils prient comme ça.
They are praying.
Mais leur vie est dirigée par eux-mêmes.
But their lives are being directed by themselves.
Yes.
Et on se retrouve dans les problèmes.
And we find ourselves in trouble.
Et on souffre.
And we are suffering.
Mais nous voyons que Dieu est bon.
But we, as we see that God is good,
il attend notre retour.
He's waiting for our return.
Il nous laisse souffrir.
He will let us suffer for a moment.
Jusqu'à ce qu'on comprenne.
Up until we understand.
Que tout seul on ne peut rien.
That as alone we can do nothing.
Yes. On a besoin de lui.
We need him.
Dans chaque domaine de notre
in
vie.
In every field of our lives.
Et il nous laisse.
And he will leave us.
Jusqu'à ce qu'on soit fatigué.
Up until we get tired.
C'est pourquoi il dit dans Matthieu 11, 28 à 30.
That's why he said in the book of Matthew chapter 11, 30.
Venez à moi.
Come to me.
Vous tous qui êtes fatigués et
chargés.
Tant que quelqu'un n'est pas fatigué,
as the person is not yet tired,
il aura du mal à venir à Dieu.
It will be tough for him to return to God.
Ce garçon
and this young man
était fatigué.
Was tired.
Il a fini tout son argent.
He finished all the money got his from his father.
Il a cherché du travail.
He searched for a job.
Mais quel travail on lui donne?
What kind of job God was given to him?
Garder des cochons.
You know, to take care of pigs.
Quelle honte pour un juif.
What shame for a Jewish citizen.
Garder des cochons.
You know, to take care of the pigs.
Et il est écrit qu'il n'avait même pas, il n'arrivait pas à manger aussi bien que les cochons.
It's written that he couldn't even feed himself well.
À cause.
Only because.
Il ne voulait pas, du fait qu'il ne voulait pas que son père le dirige.
He didn't want to be led by his father.
On voit les souffrances dans le monde.
We are seeing suffering around the globe.
Des divisions dans les familles.
Divisions in the families.
Le chômage.
Jobless.
Les guerres.
War.
Racisme.
The racism.
Parce que l'homme ne veut pas être sous le commandement de Dieu.
The man doesn't want to be under the God commandment. Mm-hmm.
Les gens se fient à leur culture.
People are sticking themselves to their cultures.
Au lieu de suivre la parole de Dieu.
Instead of following the word of God.
Après tout, celui qui nous a créés.
Because he is the one who created us.
Yes.
Nous lui appartenons.
We belong to him.
Mais on dit, mais je veux faire comme je veux.
But we say that we want to do as we want to do.
Parfois, on cite même son nom.
Sometimes we call out his name.
Mais on fait comme on veut.
But we are not doing according to his will.
Yes, yes.
Et Dieu dit, mais je vous regarde.
And God said, I'm watching you.
That's why he said, don't call my.
Et on souffre.
And we are suffering.
Il attend.
He is waiting.
Qu'on se fatigue.
For us to get tired.
Et qu'on dise Dieu.
And we may say God.
J'ai échoué.
We fail.
Yes.
Je reviens à toi.
I'm coming back to you.
Ce garçon a dit.
This young man said.
Chez mon père.
In my father's house.
Même le plus petit employé.
Even the small hired servant.
Mais il mange comme il faut.
He's eating well.
Il dort comme il faut.
He is sleeping comfortably.
Et moi ici je souffre.
But I am suffering.
Pourquoi bien-aimé?
Why beloved?
Souffrir alors que notre père c'est lui qui a fait les cieux et la terre.
Why do we have to suffer as our father the creator of the heavens and the earth?
Tous les malheurs que nous voyons
all
sur la terre.
All the misfortunes seen around us.
Ça peut changer.
Can change.
Si nous revenons à notre
if
Dieu.
If we return to our God.
Alléluia.
On doit chercher à revenir
we
à Dieu.
We have to search for ourselves, for us to go back to God.
En vérité et en totalité.
In the truth and in total.
Pas seulement aller prier un jour.
Not only going and pray for one day.
Mais que notre vie.
But our life.
Entière.
Our whole life.
Soit sous le contrôle de
must
Dieu.
Must be under the God control.
Et c'est là.
And
que nous allons expérimenter le vrai bonheur.
We are going to live the good happiness, the true happiness.
Que personne ne peut nous enlever.
Which nobody can take us from us.
Ce garçon,
this young man,
il se dit, moi je souffre.
He said to himself that I'm suffering here.
Alors que mon père est si riche.
My father is so rich.
Moi un jour je me suis dit la même chose.
One day I said to myself the same thing.
Je dis, mais la Bible nous montre que Dieu au ciel, il y a des anges puissants qui l'adorent.
And the Bible says God in the heaven, there are so mighty angels are worshiping him.
La Bible nous montre que Dieu est tout puissant.
And the Bible shows us how he's the Almighty God.
Il peut tout faire.
He can do everything.
Yes.
La Bible nous montre que Jésus-Christ est mort à la croix.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Yes.
À cause de cela,
because of that,
tous nos péchés sont pardonnés.
Our sins are forgiven.
Alors qu'est-ce qui peut m'empêcher d'expérimenter
what
la gloire de Dieu?
Stop me to see the glory of God?
Alors j'irai voir Dieu.
I will go and see God.
Lui confesser mon péché.
To confess all my sins.
Lui confesser tout ce qui est en moi qui n'est pas à sa gloire.
To confess everything in me which is not to for his glory.
Et lui dire Seigneur.
And to say Lord.
Je veux maintenant vivre ta gloire.
I want to live your glory.
Ma vie doit changer.
My life must change.
Je dois voir ta gloire.
I want to see your glory.
Aujourd'hui que chacun de nous.
Today may each and every one of us.
S'examine lui-même.
Examine himself.
Peut-être avant ce garçon-là condamnait son père.
Perhaps before this man was condemning his father.
Mais là, il s'est dit, but non, le problème
said,
c'est moi.
The problem is not my father, but the problem is me.
J'irai le voir.
I will go and see my father.
Et lui dire, c'est moi le problème.
And to say, I am the problem.
Aujourd'hui, peut-être.
Today, perhaps.
Ton problème.
Your problem.
C'est que tu n'arrives pas à pardonner à quelqu'un.
Is that you are unable to forgive your neighbor?
Tu as du mal à pardonner à quelqu'un qui t'a fait du mal.
You have a problem to forgive the one who harmed you.
Peut-être ton problème.
Perhaps your problem.
C'est que tu gères ta vie tout seul.
That you are managing your life alone.
Peut-être ton problème.
Perhaps your problem.
Tu es accroché à l'argent.
You are stuck to money.
Il faut qu'on vienne vers Dieu.
We must return to God.
Pour lui dire.
To tell him.
Ça suffit.
It's over.
Je te demande pardon.
We are asking for forgiveness.
Je veux vivre comme ton fils Jésus a vécu.
I want to live as your son Jesus did.
Jésus a vécu à 100%.
Jesus lived 100%.
Et moi aussi.
And I as well.
Je veux vivre à 100%.
I want to live 100% for you.
Et quand Jésus vivait à 100% pour Dieu,
Jesus was living 100% for God,
il pouvait dire à un mort,
he could tell to the dead,
lève-toi.
To the dead, come back to life.
Il pouvait dire à une femme courbée, dont le dos était courbé,
to the bed when the woman was at the bed, the bent back.
C'est fini, redresse-toi.
He said, it's over, just stand still.
Il pouvait dire
he could say,
à un aveugle,
to a blind,
maintenant tu peux voir.
Now you can see.
Parce qu'il était à 100% avec son père.
Because he was 100% with his God.
Aujourd'hui, disons okay. Au Seigneur,
let us tell God,
je ne veux plus regarder au passé.
I don't want to watch my past.
Je pardonne à tous ceux qui m'ont fait du mal. Je ne suis plus esclave de ma culture.
I'm not a slave of my culture.
Je ne suis plus esclave de la religion.
I'm not a slave of religion.
Maintenant, je veux vivre pour toi, mon
but
Dieu.
I want to live for you, my God.
À 100%.
100% for you.
Selon ta parole.
According to your words.
Et je veux expérimenter.
And I want to experiment.
Le fait que je suis ton fils, ta fille.
I am your son and I'm your daughter. Yes.
Avec le pouvoir d'un fils de Dieu.
Of the power of the son of God.
Tout doit changer.
Everything must change.
Voilà ce qu'on va dire au Seigneur.
That is why what we are going to tell God.
Dans la prière.
In a prayer.
Chacun, que chacun parle à son
may
Dieu.
Everybody speak to his God.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.